The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Well, here's something I thought I'd never say. Corporal punishment is back, Raven.
Woo!
How wild is this? A school district in southwestern Missouri is bringing back spanking. Here's the school administrator talking about it.
It's something that we don't anticipate using frequently. This is an opt-in only option for parents. So anyone who disagrees with corporal punishment, they simply do nothing by not opting in.
Huh. Okay, so you actually have to you have to contact the school and be like, yeah do it.
Yeah.
Spank my kid.
Right, my kid gets out of line, go ahead, do what you got to do.
Yeah, it's funny. When I heard the news, I thought it was across the entire state. I mean, I don't know. What year is it? What grade is it?
It's all kids. So it's 1,900 kids in this school district.
Wow.
K through 12. And all I kept thinking about was like, all right, so you there's the spanker. Mm-hmm. I don't know how you get that job. I don't know whose job that is. I don't know.
Right.
But there also has to be a witness. And I'm trying to figure out who has the worst job, the witness or the person that has to do the actual spanking?
Out of the three in the room, the person being spanked, the spanker, the witness is the worst.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because what are you doing there? That is the way, you know what I mean?
Like clipboard,
and you gotta. And the thing is while you're there, this is going on, you have all sorts of internal questions going on. Did I make the right choice with my life? I went to school for X amount of time, and this is where I am. What is this doing to people? Sometimes, though, let's be real for a minute.
Uh-oh.
Sometimes a kid needs a good smack. Come on! Listen. I came from a house where spankings, it wasn't every day, but I mean, there was the threat of a spanking was hanging over. And I know that a lot of parents don't think that that's good parenting nowadays. And you might be right. I'm not a doctor.
I don't even have to say anything. Raven's just looking me in the eyes and he's getting defensive.
You might be right. I don't know.
Uh-huh.
But I know this. I've met some kids that sometimes you think to yourself, maybe one.
No.
Maybe just one.
No. First of all, I would never sign that waiver. I would never in a million years sign that waiver. That is up to parents to do that kind of discipline.
Yep.
And whether or not you agree with that or not, that's a conversation for another day. But I certainly don't think it belongs in the schools. And like, how do you even, like, what warrants a spanking if you're 15 versus 7? Like, what did you do? Were you on TikTok during class for the third time and you got called out?
Or like, I don't know. Are your grades, do you have a D minus? Are you an idiot and you're not paying attention?
I don't know.
You're disrupting the class.
It just seems strange
to
me.
Is that you?
Suspend
because if that's
the kid.
You, maybe you need to get a little, you know.
When I went to, you even feel uncomfortable saying it because you know it's wrong.
At the same time, like, what if you knew this banker? Let's say, what if you knew them and you knew them to be a good judge of character?
Oh, good.
Right?
Right.
Nobody knows the witness.
Well.
The witness needs to wear, like, a hood when they come in. Let's be real. The witness is, seriously, they can't be named.
In
those that we don't name.
I went to a Catholic preschool, and I had nuns.
Yeah.
And those nuns with the whole black gear.
And the ruler, right?
I used to get hit with the ruler.
Yes!
We used to get hit across our knuckles with the rulers all the time. And it stuck with me. And
yeah.
I hate it.
Yeah,
I
but here's the thing. You have a great job and your mortgage is paid.
Oh, so you think it's because of the nuns hitting me with the ruler?
I think that there's something to be said about the fact that you grew up a little bit hard. And so you're able to handle yourself in the world.
What do you think? You sign parents. Call 1-800-330-9999. Do you sign the waiver for that? What do you think? Get ready to learn something, because I sure did. Corporal punishment is legal in 19 states, and a school district in southwestern Missouri has been in the news because they're bringing back spanking.
Listen, I just to clarify for myself, I'm not saying that I would be, you know, opted in for my kids, but for me, I needed it. I needed the discipline that I got in my life. Sometimes I learned some lessons that went a little bit too far, but if I didn't have the other ones, forget it.
I had nuns with the rulers that used to hit us on the knuckles in preschool. I'll never forget it. I hated it. Everything about it makes me sick to my stomach. There's a stat that says 70,000 children in 2017, 2018 were hit at least once in their schools. And I find that shocking. Shocking.
You were wild. You were wild.
As a three-year-old.
Had you not got slapped with that ruler, imagine what you would be.
But you got to sign the waiver to opt your kid into this. Would you sign the waiver? 1-800-330-9999. Anne.
Oh my God, absolutely not. And I'm so, so glad that you're talking about this, because let me tell you that it is a problem that, like, it's something we can even talk about, like, because violence breeds violence. It's not acceptable.
I mean, I just feel like it's so barbaric. And I'm listening to these parents, and I'm listening to all the YouTube clips and the news clips that are saying, like, sometimes that's just what my child needs to be corrected. And I get it, but, like, at home, like, do that at home. Like, don't, like, under
you.
I mean, if your kid is, you know, needs to be corrected when they're in school and they're not at home, I mean, it's different. Listen, you know, for let me just put it this way, all right? You know for a fact your children act differently when they're under your eyes than they might be under somebody else's. Plenty of people do that. And if they don't right now, you're lying to yourself. Like, your kids will act differently when you're not there.
I know, but I like to think that they act better when I'm not around. That's what I like to think. That's what I pray.
That's nuts.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
So it's Raven.
Hey, Raven. What do you think? You signed that right waiver?
So I'm a little partial, so I'm a little back and forth on this one. So if it was nuns, I was a fresh kid. So I kind of, like, see if a nun hit me, I would be, like, okay with that. If a teacher hit me, I might hit him back. Signing
that
waiver.
Yeah.
You respected the nun's authority differently than you did the teacher's.
Well, and I was scared of the nuns.
Yeah.
Because they were, like, dressed
exactly.
different.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I questioned nuns a lot. And then when they hit me, I'm like, okay, I'm not going to ask that question no more.
Yeah. I mean, it could be your high school teacher or it could be a corrections officer for some kids. Oh. Let's just be real.
Exactly, so, but you know, it's like you question a lot of things in life, and it's like sometimes you're bad. And you ask the wrong question, and you know it's bad, and you're gonna do bad things in school. And but if it's a nun, you're gonna expect to get hit.
Some of the best lessons I ever learned. some of the biggest lessons I ever learned were once I got socked in the mouth. I mean, that's true. Oh. That's true for me anyways in my life. Sorry.
What do? You sign that waiver? 1-800-330-9999. Do you sign the waiver? There is a school district, southwestern Missouri, that has brought back corporal punishment. Still legal in 19 states, which means that if you opt in and your kid misbehaves, they have the right to be able to spank your child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's weird. There's going to be somebody there spanking your child, and there's going to be a witness to the whole thing.
Yep.
It's a weird situation. It's not for everybody. I wouldn't sign it for my kid, probably, but growing up, I benefited from some discipline.
I could never imagine in a million years that we're still having this conversation, and was shocked when I saw that 70,000 kids between 2017 and 18 were hit in school. I thought that was wild.
I mean, again, if you're wild, if you're out of sorts.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't know.
Not. I don't think so. But 1-800-330-9999. Lydia, what do you think about this?
I disagree with that. I think it's odd and it's definitely outdated.
Were you spanked as a kid?
Yeah. But nowadays, it's just like, if for anyone to be putting hands on your body like that, it's too risky. Like, leave that to the parents, if anything.
I agree. And they say things like, oh, well, this is to avoid suspensions and things that go on permanent record. Yeah, but it's still permanent. That stays with you, that kind of stuff. LJ, what do you think about this?
Well, I'm not for corporal punishment. That sounds harsh and brutal. But I am partial to the ruler, because when I was a child, it was allowed. The teachers had a right to discipline the children. And it's not going to kill them. If anything, it's going to make them respect their parents even more. Because these days, These young children, 2 to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, are very disrespectful to their parents.
You see, when people get thinking about how it was that they were raised and how they see people behave nowadays, that's where the thinking comes around to that.
Hey, Marianne, what do you think? Would you sign that waiver?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. I went to Catholic school. They never touched us. So I don't know about that. No one ever laid a hand on anybody around me in Catholic school. They made you stand in the corner, but you didn't get hit.
It was only in preschool. It was those nuns. I couldn't stand those nuns.
The preschool nuns were the ones that were the slappers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, after preschool, when I went to regular Catholic school, I never had that problem again. It was those nuns in preschool. I think they were unregulated. I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, I think it's their first, your first taste of being out there in public and not everybody bending to what you want every time, too. I don't know.
I was 3. Kelsey, what do you think? Would you sign that waiver?
Okay, absolutely not. I grew up in Surrey, where corporal punishment was absolutely a thing, and there are so many negative repercussions that they don't take into account.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's the way it worked out for you. I don't know. That's all I can say is that it was necessary in my life. I'm sorry. I can't agree with you.
Producer John, before you came to work with us, you worked in the school district.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a world where that you would do this?
So here's the thing. Schools already have a right to put their hands on your kid. They already can do it. It's under extreme circumstances, but yeah, that can absolutely happen, and I was trained on how to do it.
Okay, so if you had to be in the room during a spanking, would you want to be the spanker or the witness or the one getting spanked?
Yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, it feels weird to be the witness, but you're not getting into any trouble for overdoing it if you're the witness. So yeah, I'm witness all day. Are you kidding me?
I'd rather be spanked. I mean, at that point, any trouble that I was in when I came into the room, I'm going to be released from it when I get out of that room.
Exactly.
Because I was spanked. And nobody's going to ask me to testify.
No, no. At least when you walk out of the room and you're the kid that got spanked, like, your part's over, you know? If you're that teacher, who wants that liability?
There'll be no disposition after that. You're right.
Way too
won't have
weird.
To be deposed, right?